amplification here is so notorious, the world scientists have a nickname for this seismic horror. The Mexico City Effect. In the quest to make Mexico City earthquake-proof, the shifting earth poses a challenge to every construction project, whether above ground or below. Mexico City has the world's third busiest subway system, behind only Moscow and Tokyo. 176 stations, 207 kilometers of track, more than 4 million riders a day. But most impressive is the system's conquest of the terrain.
When we began to build the subway, we discovered that the soil was very muddy. So construction was very difficult.
The answer was a construction technique called Milan walls. Two parallel trenches are dug, then filled with concrete and steel rods to form the subway tunnel's walls. Between these walls, the tunnel itself is dug. But engineers ran into an obstacle, a law of buoyancy called Archimedes' principle. The same principle that allows a submarine to rise, dive, or float. The tunnel had to weigh the same as the earth that was excavated. Weigh less, and it would rise. More, and it would sink. Instead, the tunnel had to float in the soil. To ensure equilibrium, engineers precisely calibrated the weight of the walls to match the displaced soil. Over the open stations, they made up the difference by putting up buildings. No one knew if the Milan walls would withstand an earthquake. Then came 1985. The quake leveled the Juarez Hospital. The subway station below, not a scratch. The entire system rode out the seismic waves by floating in the subsoil. In fact, the subway was the only way to reach many disaster zones. Yet, even as the subway tunnels advance, the greatest feat of engineering is happening on the surface.